Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hey, everybody. Here we are, Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. So happy to be here with all of you. Hope you're glad to be with us, too, as we embark on an hour of intuitive exploration. We're going to do a little life coaching. You name it, we're going to try and do it with your card reading. Now, bear in mind, we're using ordinary playing cards, not tarot, not oracle cards, although Jimbo will be giving you an oracle card, card reading. And just bear in mind, it's not any of those other systems. Personal prophecy really kind of stands on its own in the sense that anything that you want to know or need to know, you're going to get out of this deck of cards. So just remember that. It's very literal, highly dynamic, and enables you to literally create your own reality. I like the sound of that. So also another point, I will be using a 24-card layout for each of our callers. And when we turn to Facebook, yes, it's my preferred method. It's actually the actual layout that I use with my clients and other, you know, anytime I'm doing a personal session privately. So with that said, just give me a moment or two as I get the cards laid out. It's my way of kind of getting a good look at the landscape of your life. Seems like the best word for me to use. So with that said, I'm going to now turn you over to Mr. Fantastic himself. Ta-da! Jimbo!
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also would like to remind everybody out there in the land of Blog Talk and the land of Facebook, if you're international, let us know. And we'll give you live international shout-outs. Like right now, I believe so far only international folk is Laura from Canada, which is the lone one, but probably not for long. So welcome, Laura from Canada. 515-602-9676, number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. Unless you call in earlier before the show starts, then you hear hold music and stuff. But eventually, the show goes on and you hear us. If you don't hear anything at all, that's a problem. You got to hang up and call back. Never should be silent. Never, never, never.
They like your box that's in front of you there.
We're going to get to that, but now is not that time.
Okay.
All right. So like we said, that is, that's how the things go for the folks that call in. For the Facebookers, try to switch to you. Can't predict it. Sometimes we can do a whole bunch of readings for you folks. Not even though it's not a Wednesday, like last night, I think we had the door open a lot for Facebook. But we'll let you know when. And when you do it, we're going to take the first messenger call to Deborah Lee. You could do audio or video to your call. Last thing we will accept is the typed in questions because it's painfully slow. And it's not good quality for you folks either because there's a big 20, 30 second delay. So it bites the big chunk. All right? Now, that sound is the sound of harps, which we will kind of associate with angels playing harps. And why would we do that? Because, well, the first thing is that means your reading with Deborah has been concluded. So bear that in mind when you hear the harps. The second thing is before we move on to the next person, we are going to give you an angel card. And tonight's flavor of angel card is the Mind Info Oracle cards. I guess really the second or third time we've used these. They're really fairly new to us. And they're like the box, the back of the cards look like the box. You know, I think you got them on Amazon, right? And they got nice messages with the mind information. Remember, a lot of our cards have some kind of a theme. Not all of them, but these have a mind info, and they'll have a message, and then they'll talk about it. So that's what we're doing tonight. That'll be your single angel card. International shout out to Jeanette in Canada. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So our Canadian folks are well represented. We like that.
Yes.
I think I've covered everything that needs to be covered. Covering is covered. These are called the Mind Info Oracle cards, Catherine. Just like it sounds, Mind Info, I'm not abbreviating the word information. This actually says right here on their Mind Info Oracle card. So, yes. And actually, I'll tell you what's unique about these, folks. I didn't really bring it up. We do single cards because Deb does the layout. It actually has, it comes with instructions on how to do different types of layout for different types of things you want to find out. There's love. This one's different things. Use them. Blockages, advice, and outcomes. There's different types of layout that gives you instructions on how to do it. So it goes one step further than some of the cards we have. So it's kind of cool.
We are not affiliates.
No, it just
of any of these.
Oh hell no, we paid
for
these. They didn't give us a dime. We paid for these.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they're cool, and you might like them, and you might not. And they weren't bank breakers. You know, we're not gonna pay a lot of money for some cards. So I'll tell you that right now. So. Okie dokie pokey. The show on the road. We're going to area code 20. I'll click it again. Thank you. 205, that's Alabama, that the internet tells me. 205, welcome to the show.
Hello there, welcome. Glad to have you with us. What is your first name, please?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Name is Patricia.
Patricia.
And my question, yes.
Yeah, glad to have you with us. Have you been with us before?
I have.
Yeah, the name sounded familiar. The area code didn't ring a bell, but the name definitely sounded familiar. Okay, well, then she knows the deal.
Yeah.
All right, well, then hit us with your questions.
Yes, my question is around the negotiation I've been having with my homeowner's insurance because of a storm damage that took place to my home a year ago. We're still in it. Looking at replacing my attorney and rehiring another attorney. What do you see around me doing that?
Okay.
She's
going to know what you see about her switching legal teams. Yeah, are you thinking about doing it, or you are in the process of doing it?
I'm actually in the process. I've reached out to initial attorneys that I wanted to bring in January, but she kind of convinced me that she could handle everything, but I'm not satisfied with
that's ridiculous.
And it's ridiculous that you have to get a damn lawyer when you pay for insurance. It's so maddening, I tell you. They want their money, though. Oh, boy. You know what happened to me in that house?
No.
You remember Deb's in the car. First of all, when I got insurance on the house, all of a sudden I started getting these things, and supposedly somebody did a drive-by and said, "Yeah, your rain guarders are kind of messed up, so you better fix that, or we're gonna drop you."
Well, that's right.
I was like, "What do you mean my rain? What the hell does it matter if my rain gutters?" And, oh no, those bastards dropped me, and I had to go. I climbed up there twice, not good enough yet. And I remember one time I was sick. I was coming off. We had COVID, and I had to go up there in the crappy weather, and finally, anyway, that I got that going, and then later on I happened to look on my app, and it's like. Says my insurance is canceled again. They said it's canceled due to non-payment. It's like, well, what does that mean? Apparently somehow there was a misconnection when you pay your mortgage and then they get from them. It just pisses me off. In other words, the moral of that story is they sure want their damn money on time, don't they?
They certainly do.
But they don't want to reciprocate.
For you, Patricia, I really think you need to get yourself a go-getter, somebody that's actually going to work for you.
She's in the process.
Yeah, because
good.
I'm not seeing you getting results with who you have currently.
That's such horse crap that you have to do.
Yeah, it is. And to have to hire somebody.
Yeah. That's why you have insurance. I'm preaching to the choir. I know she's way more frustrated than I am, I'm sure.
Oh my God.
Especially after a year. Yeah. A year is ridiculous.
I'm very.
So,
Yeah, I'm very frustrated, and the attorney I have is trying to settle my award money, and that is just, no, we're not going to settle the award money, and you get paid out of that, and when these,
oh, God,
the company is,
kind of an award.
Is egregious in, when it comes to bad faith and a number of other things, and she just, you know, she, I don't, she's just, I feel like she's just quit on me. So I do have all these other attorneys in mind, and I'm just hoping they'll take my case, even, you know, because I started out, I tried to get them involved in January. She convinced me, no, we don't need them. I can really handle it. And yes, I'm dissatisfied with her. So you do see them,
there's,
you know, possibly taking.
Yeah. There's a breach in contract here that is something in the paperwork.
Which contract between who and who?
The insurance company is not, apparently, and of course, living up to its promises, but also it's something in the writing that a good lawyer would find and see that you
mm-hmm.
might even have punitive damages coming.
But she definitely should have punitive damages.
Of course,
damage.
I'm
yeah.
no lawyer here.
Yeah, oh, no, no.
You know?
We are not experts on any legal doctors and any, we're not veterinarians, any of that stuff.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, looking at this, I would know I'm being shafted. That's, if these were my cards. Definitely shafted. There's got to be a good firm out there that you're going to get your hands on.
But you haven't seen it in the cards.
Well, you got to keep looking and
okay.
interview them as much as they're going to interview you.
Yeah, make sure they sound enthusiastic.
Yeah.
If they kind of be like, oh, yeah, well, then you know that's probably the way they're going to act, too, on your case. Oh, yeah,
because
well.
Because remember, this is likely a small potatoes kind of
to the legal
case.
World, it can
yeah.
be, indeed. That is a true statement.
But it's your home. And if it's been damaged,
yeah.
I mean, is it extensive where you really shouldn't even be living there? Or is it more something structural? Like
cosmetic?
Roofing or, you know, yeah.
It's all of it, yeah. It covers thing that you just spoke of. I truly should be out of the home because, because of the leak, now mold has creeped in, so we're looking at that, you know, mold that you can see, so we don't even know what's hidden once they open up the walls, and, you know, they were
yeah.
supposed to pay for me to be located somewhere
sure.
else, and again, this is them just taking their sweet time, you know, not really wanting to pay at all. I've been with them about 13 years, so it was
well,
her.
There's a degree
of
loyalty there. Jesus
mm-hmm.
Christ.
Yeah, it was underestimate, and now it's just more, you know, wanting to estimate, wanting to not pay out the awards that a umpire awarded
yeah.
me. So it's just more and more of the same thing.
Well, you
yeah.
might ask some questions about with your government there. I mean, there's a loophole here that needs to get closed, but maybe you can find another avenue. Yeah, don't take this line down anymore, and you really haven't. I'm just saying, your current lawyer just hopes you will go away.
Yeah, imagine
terrible.
That. They don't care.
Yeah.
It's not their home.
No.
Yep, bastards.
Right.
All right. Yep. All right, Patricia, we are going to move on, but we are going to give you your Mind Info Oracle card. This may have nothing to do with just subject is worth. You're being asked to honor your worth. It can be so easy to feel that we aren't good enough or worthy of happiness. This simply isn't the case, however. You are worthy, and you have the inherent value. Mm-hmm. It's time to cherish yourself. See your true worth.
And your rights.
You know, I think that, yeah, worth
yeah.
rights.
And I
know. Want
to mention, Patricia, I see here that you get busy now, and I believe this can get straightened out, I'm going to say, within 3 months, 90 days.
You better have got it in a year.
And the best card in the deck follows that, and I'm thinking, you are going to come out smelling like a rose from all of this.
Yeah, she should get her fixed and remediated properly, and all the damage that happened since because of them dragging their ass. Yeah, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Your health has been at risk. There should be punitive damage,
oh,
but that's for your new legal team.
Yeah.
Anytime You know what? Those are like the worst. Your house is one of the worst enemies, or just the most common thing, water. Water is almost worse than a fire. Fire is bad, but you can see it, put it out of water. Half the time sneaks in. You don't even know that shit's there until it's too late.
You don't.
Yep.
Well, in fact, when my husband passed away, I had to take a large amount I call it inheritance. But
no, it was insurance.
Yeah, what he
life
left
insurance.
Me.
Life insurance.
Yeah, and they said that the majority of our windows had so much water damage that went underneath.
Well, they were leaking. They were leaking. The windows were leaking, so it was the interior of the walls were rotting away, but nobody knows that could see inside the wall.
The whole entire front of the house, they had to take off.
Yeah, if you stand inside the house, everything looks great. If you stand outside, it looks great, but inside, all the structure is just turning into soft little squishy nothing.
And the contractor had me come up, and he said, put your finger on the wall and push it. And I did, and the whole thing swayed. He said, anybody could have come to your door, the mailman, children, and this wall could have fallen on, you know, the whole front of
the
house.
That's terrible. Well, anyway, we're on your
side
for whatever that's worth. I'm glad the cards are seeing something positive coming because you deserve it. That's
it is positive.
That is way too long.
But you're going to have to fight, so get your war face on.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Absolutely. Thank you. I am in war. Yes, thank you
Don't take their excuses or anything anymore. You've waited long enough.
And thank you so much, and please keep in touch with us because, you know, when we hear things, we get pissed off and we want to know how they
we want to follow the story.
We want the outcome to be good and we want to know about it.
I will keep you updated. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome,
thank you for
Patricia.
Being caller number one.
Yes, thank you. Blessings to you.
That was freaking frack.
Oh, yeah, she's going to come out of this in a good place.
I
just hope her health hasn't been affected.
You know, even if it hasn't, the fact that you could have had your health insurance can come up in court.
And
that's the punitive.
And they're going to test it. And the thing is, if that turns out to be black mold,
if it does,
she might really have a windfall here.
You're right, but that's rare, but she might already be sick, though. I'm thinking it probably isn't this long being exposed to it. But I'm no expert at all, at all.
They were going
to
relocate her people just up and walk away. Here's one for you. Before we go to
my parents, they actually did put them in a hotel while they redid their house. Their insurance company treated them good.
I told you the story about the crane in Manhattan today.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you are following the news, you've seen that previously this week, there was a crane, a very large crane in Manhattan that, what do you call it? It collapsed.
It fell. I don't know. It was a crane accident, we call it. They're very common. They try to minimize them, but they can be, especially when they're giant like that, they're catastrophic.
And
it's a big crane.
By a stroke of some kind of luck, it only affected one apartment that was like across the street where it caved in to her place. She's 24 years old, a pharmaceutical sales agent, and nobody has responsibility for this.
They're not claiming any responsibility.
She'll be arrested if she tries to go back into her apartment. She was in her bed when shards of glass were falling. She thought a bomb had gone off. Now she's staying in, remember, we're talking Manhattan here. She's staying in a $350 a night hotel room.
But you know what? I'll just jump in and then you finish.
Yeah.
I bet you as soon as that story got out there, she's getting her phone's ringing off the hook from lawyers.
I hope so.
Yep, because they'll be like, oh, you know, they see that. You know what? You may hate the lawyers that are sharks and ambulance chasers, but they do actually help that person out, too, at the same time.
Well, if they're good ambulance chasers.
Yeah, I mean, they're there to make money, but you're going to get taken care of because if they weren't like that, nobody would help you.
I thought, my God, a community, it's a large community. There's a lot of money there, a lot of money. And nobody gives a care about this poor woman.
What are you going to do? Give her $20? That's not going to do squat in Manhattan.
And then you look at a singer like Taylor Swift. What she's doing is such a paradigm shift in terms of celebrity, you know, musicians, singers. And she gave a ton of money to the Seattle, the food bank.
Yeah.
Seattle, I believe it was. And she's giving all those truck drivers $100,000.
She's given her whole crew a total of $50 million. But she was like
a young girl like that.
But well, it was like if, I think the 12-month tour is grossed, not netted, grossed $1 billion. You know, so
and
she's
I'll,
got some bucks.
I'll bet there's others out there like Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, but you know,
I don't know who else to name that goes, ah, crap. Now I'm going to have to do stuff like that. All it takes is one person to shift the tide. Catherine is correcting me here.
That's not correct. She does it all the time.
She's done that with every single city. She stopped or she stopped and she's giving $100,000 to $150,000 to the food bank.
Sure. And you know what? It's nice. It's a good thing to do. And it'll help her taxes a little bit, too. I mean, and her agent's happy. Her agent says, hey, it's going to help your taxes. An agent don't care about it, but it's going to help your freaking, your moxie out there, boy.
Yep, she's out there, and she's going to shake it up.
Shake. Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
I love that. She should get some kind of humanitarian award. Okay.
All right, we're going to area code 216 in Ohio. 216,
Ohio.
Welcome to the show.
Hello, and who are we speaking to? Hello.
Hello. This is Sharon. How are you?
Knew it was Sharon.
Welcome back. Yep. Welcome back.
Glad to have you with us.
Good. You can hear me. I do better with you guys, your phone, on speaker. You can hear me okay, can't you?
We hear you fine. Yeah.
Yes. Speakers don't usually work, but with your type of audio, I do better with speaker. I can hear you so much better.
Wonderful.
Who knows?
Whatever works, and it works for us. A lot of times, speaker doesn't work for us, but we wouldn't even have known you had us on speaker.
Oh,
you
I know.
Can't even tell we're on speaker.
Well, first of all, I hope you two are doing wonderful. Okay.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
Thank you. Yes, I think we are.
And the same, we hope you're doing wonderful, too.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing good to wonderful. Okay, so my question to you is, I called last week. I know I'm calling again.
It's
Thursday.
Okay. We like that.
Oh, we have people that call
we
every
like
show.
We like that. Some call every day.
Some people call every show. Don't.
Yeah.
You are not, you can never call us too much. You call twice in one show, that's a problem. But nobody does that.
Oh, I know we talked about this coming up. Now, this past Thursday, she gave two people reviews. She says she's not done with mine yet. She has me and somebody else. Why? What is it? Makes my stomach is all in knots now that she said that. There's nothing I have done that could possibly. She's always given me good reviews. What is wrong? I know I told her I wanted her to give me extra tasks to think about it, but what do you? It's going to be this week, I'm sure. And I know she's got tons of meetings. But how do you feel my review is going to go? I want you to look at it. I'm so nervous now since she said that.
Okay. Who's the reviewer?
Her initial starts with a J.
Okay.
And that is your immediate supervisor, boss, or whatever you want to call it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. All right. And this is semi-annual?
It's semi. And she did the first two already because they're easy. Plus, they're really good friends. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
She can be really moody with me. But I don't follow people. I am my own person. I don't go to cliques. I'm not controlled by people. You know what I'm saying? But let's see what you're picking. I hope she... What could she give me a bad review on? But go on. I know I'm really nervous now.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
we
understand. So this would be considered like a mid-year review then?
Yeah. And she hasn't done me and this other person, and the other person she hasn't done keeps to himself also. He's a man. But he does a great job. You know what I mean? I don't know. But go on. I know that the first two are just easy, breezy. I ask a lot of questions. It takes me longer.
I really think it's something fell.
The interstate ain't working.
All right. Well, anyway, I really think it's going to be fine. I think you're jumping to a conclusion here that I'm just not seeing. You know, the trouble is people will draw assumptions when you are kind of like a lone wolf at work if you're not a joiner.
Read the book, The Four Agreements. You are so true. One of the things in life is do not ever assume anything. That's what I'm doing. I know. That is so true. Thanks. I know, but I'm always nervous with reviews. That's my personality. But you don't feel is there anything going to be wrong?
You don't see any
I'm
catastrophic things
hidden
surprises?
Personally, I think she's just being kind of mean.
Not a jack-in-the-box kind of bullshit baboon, no.
I'm going to write that book down.
All right. She's writing. She's writing shit down right now, folks. All right? Just
no,
you know.
I think she's got a mean spirit, this woman.
Uh-huh.
And so she's kind of jerking you around. But I don't think it's going to be bad.
Okay.
For one thing, I think she knows you to be... Oh, come on, give me the word for somebody that's very, I would say assertive or very kind of outspoken.
To the point.
Yeah, like that.
Or outspoken.
And she's got a God complex going for herself, which I'm sure you see, you know, where you just aren't giving her the kind of worship, I guess, that she feels she deserves from everybody, you and the other person. So I don't see anything wrong here, and I would be very surprised if you call back and say, yeah, well, it was a terrible review, you know, because I'm not seeing that.
Okay, that's good.
Because I do my job. It never gets to me on the quality of my work. I promise you that. She's just not nice all the time. The other two girls do worship her, that, and I don't. It's not that I'm mean to her. Don't get me wrong. I'm not. Does that
make
sense?
Yeah, you're not a suck-up.
You're not.
I am never.
Yeah, I know what she's saying. Yeah, I know. She's worried because she doesn't maybe give her.
Play the politics.
Yeah, I think you just do what you got to do, and you don't try. Yeah, I was never a suck-up either, so.
No.
And it has not hurt me. I'm like her. I didn't do anything wrong and flip my supervisor off or anything. But I wasn't walking around kissing butt and do my stuff.
Yeah.
I do my stuff.
No,
I do what I got to do, you know.
You're very chummy with her.
Is there anything else you see in the cards?
For you?
But you opened that door, not me.
Yeah, well, one thing I see is you've got a man here that he broke your heart a long time ago. And
it could have been a long time ago.
It couldn't have been? No.
No, it was a long time ago.
He said it was a long time.
Yeah.
A long,
well,
long time
Well, he'd like to get
ago.
His foot back in the door.
He's sure he wants his foot, and that's where he
I never go back.
Yeah, you don't go back, and you don't do X's.
Yeah, don't do
I
it.
Don't.
Nothing good will come of it. You said, right? Nothing good.
He's feeling frisky, and you know.
So all his motives are 100% selfish.
They are.
He doesn't give two shits about you, right?
Well.
I know what I mean.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, not long term.
He just wants some booty.
And yeah, I mean, I'm not saying he hates her, but I'm saying he's it's all selfish reasons, right?
Yes.
Oh, we're not going to shout out to Virgil in the UK, I'm sorry.
And you know what? That hurt is good in the sense that it keeps you from falling for his bullshit, okay? Because apparently the two of you were kind of very hot as a couple. I mean, there was a lot of chemistry there between the two of you.
I know, not anymore for me. It
takes two to tango, so that's good.
Yeah, that's good. That's really it. And I think the best thing would be not to be so focused on your review coming out negative, because if you do, it's basically like you're sending energy to the universe saying, ooh, I'm enjoying being so upset. Give me more. You know, so just say to yourself, I do the best job I can.
You always said that was the M word.
What word?
Manifesting. She's going to give me a good review.
I think it's going to be fine. It'll be adequate.
It'll be average. Yeah. It will be, even if it's not like you're a superstar, it won't be anything bad. And that's what you're worried about, right? Bad.
And she's just screwing with you.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, but our midterms are... couldn't give two shits about my midterm. I just had it, but every workplace is different. All right, here we go. Stand
Thank
by
you.
Here. Here is your
Wait
mind
now.
Info
yeah.
Oracle card. The subject of yours is slow down. It says, life isn't a race, nor is it a competition. You need to slow down. Doing so doesn't make you weak or less than. It makes you strong, wise, and much better able to navigate life with clarity and ease. And sometimes us humans want to just go too much, and then we don't, like, say, slow down and make wise decisions. I don't know. Obviously, these cards might not directly relate to her subject. But.
Well, if that was Friday when she said, I haven't finished with yours yet. What day was that? Friday?
Yeah, she said, but she had meetings back-to-back all day on Friday. I do, honestly, and Monday she does, too. But adequate isn't even good. That isn't even good enough for me. I do better than adequate. But we'll see what happens.
Well, yeah, see what happens. But if there's negativity there, it did not come through in your cards, which meant at the time I'm giving this reading, she was not feeling negative about you. And I don't believe she really does. You just don't worship the way that she feels is necessary. And that's too bad, you know?
Yeah. You're so funny. God complex. That's so. That's. I think she's in. Oh, I get
she's
it.
What?
I get. It.
Oh.
I. Yeah. I would think that she just has no confidence. But maybe I'm wrong. It doesn't matter. I just want to get the review over with. But I.
Exactly.
I am
Yep. It's all twice a year. You got to go through that crap. If I hear you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I get it.
Thank
I will
you.
Let
Good
you know.
Yes, go ahead. Yeah.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, let us know, because I'd like to find out about this. Yeah. Okie doke.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have a great
Absolutely.
Weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, and we have to thank you folks, because people say it, and I think it's cliche, but there is no show without you folks.
That's true.
I mean, there's a lot of shows on TV where they don't acknowledge that. It's like, you know, a lot of those shows, people are calling in, doing interviews, you know, it's like, your show wouldn't be shit if people didn't want to show up.
But I do think...
And a lot of them are a little pompous.
I think that Drew Barrymore and that other chick...
I haven't watched her show ever.
The kind of chubby one, Kelly Clarkson.
I've watched one show of hers. One.
I think they're very sincere, myself.
I think they are, too. Those kind of shows just bore me. And they're usually on at weird times anyway, I'd rather be watching something else.
You know, before you came to be Daryl's caregiver with me, when you came, gave up.
Yeah, I don't know where the hell this is going now. So that's starting out that pair, that sentence.
Comma what? Before that, he was very closed like this about television and, you know, he'd watch like news, sports, what else? That's about it.
Well, depending on when. When called the Navy, you watch whatever the hell you can when you're in the Navy, what's on. Once I got settled in my own place in a permanent job, I watched movies and sports and not a damn thing else for years and years and years and years.
True.
And then I evolved. I got rid of the movies because that's, you're committed to a 2-3 hour block. And I started watching sports and like documentary type shows.
But when he came here and we
love documentary type shows.
We weren't caregivers together for very long because Daryl was really circling the drain by the time, and you had given up your house and all of that. But the thing is, my distraction television is stuff like Mike and Molly, The Office, what else? King of Queens, Silly. You know, humor, stuff like
and
that.
And stuff that you've seen a lot, so you don't have to, it won't take away from what you're trying to do, and you have to just drop everything and watch it. Because if you watch, like, I'm a big fan of waiting until shows have been out for a while, unless it's like a HBO series. And just binge watch them when you feel like it. Watch five in a row.
Dr. Phil occasionally, so I have the chance to disagree with somebody. And he pisses me off a lot. Virgil, I've got to call you out on this because I can't type it in. I'll get blocked.
What are you talking about?
Lizzo.
I don't know who Lizzo is.
Boy, there's a lot of her, too.
Lizzo
is his dream gal. She's in the news right now.
Who?
She's some kind of singer or whatever. She has. She has dancers.
I've never freaking heard anybody named Lizzo. Is this a hip-hopper?
Is she? I don't know.
Is she a hip hopper? Who the hell is Lizzo?
She's being sued right now by her dancers who claim she has taken them to strip clubs against their will, or, you know what I mean, they have to go. And I don't know how many of you read this, but if she's your dream girl, then Virgil, then you eat a banana out of her vagina, okay? Because she made those girls.
Didn't take long to get there, did it, folks? Didn't take that long at all.
It's in the news.
We're moving right along, and then we just somehow we hit a speed bump and went right into the damn ditch.
Catherine.
Yep, we're not even 45 minutes into the show, and we're already ditch digging.
Hey, he brought it up.
All he said was Lizzo. He didn't say anything else.
He's his dream gal, and he's being very facetious.
He didn't say anything else.
And you know what I'd say?
Okay. All right, folks.
I would say, Virgil,
can you say banana and vagina?
You've got better taste than that. And we're talking about the strippers. She made them eat the bananas from those strippers. Ugh.
Made them, right? So she had, what she did is she had a shotgun duct taped to their ear, right? Made them, right?
Well, to keep their job.
That's not making.
It's called.
I don't give a shit about that. That's not making. You don't take, if that's the problem, then you say, I quit. That's very simple. You know what I always say about jobs? Hey, I was looking for a job when I got this one, so I can go back out and get another damn one. You know what?
Well,
you don't.
The performance industry, it's not that simple. Like, look what happened with Taylor Swift and what's her name, the cutie, Katy Perry. Taylor came and stole Katy Perry's dancers.
Yeah, because you can't find any of those out there.
It ended up into quite a cat fight.
I'm just saying.
She paid them more, and they went.
Well, that's the name. That's life. That is fucking life. They are in the business to make money, so they're going to take the better offer.
You didn't even let me finish what I was saying, though, that when Jim came here as a caregiver with me for Daryl, who was like his brother...
I didn't stop you. You went and saw, you stopped yourself and talked to Virgil. I didn't interrupt you.
Drink your drink.
No, I didn't interrupt you on that. You said, oh, Virgil, oh, my God, bananas and vaginas. I didn't interrupt. I said nothing.
Well, the thing spins. It goes by pretty fast.
You know what?
What?
Mine does, too, and you don't have to look at it. You don't have to type. You don't have to do a damn thing when it does.
I want my people to know that I'm watching.
You can watch, but you don't have to respond.
I want to mention that Jim has since crossed the bridge over to King of Queens and Mike and Molly, and, you know, he's watching the humor with
you. I've evolved. Like I said,
when
I first finally got an actual house.
Yeah.
Actually, I was renting, but I still had my own house. And I went and said, you know what? I got satellite so early, they didn't install shit for you. What they said was, oh, here's what we'll do. We'll send you a free install kit. You had to install that shit yourself. So I installed that myself, and I was very happy. And I went and said, oh, I got all the sports packages. So I'd watch hockey. I had a season ticket for hockey, season ticket for baseball. I'd watch other stuff, and then I'd watch movies in between. I didn't give a shit about any of these. People would talk about, oh, The Office was one of them. I wasn't into The Office, and Breaking Bad was it.
Oh, yeah, that we watched together.
Yeah, and there was a few other ones they would talk about, like My Name is Earl or some shit like that.
And Better Call Saul, that was good.
They didn't talk about that then. That came out later. But, yeah, so anyway, that's the name of that.
All right, we've sidetracked this now. Let's get back.
We're doing a 90-minute show, right?
Yeah. And we will turn to Facebook. I shall not desert you.
I just opened that door, so get ready. Get your mouse ready.
Well,
you're going to have to answer the call.
Good, I'm glad you told me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I type it first, because it's quicker. And I audio it. But we're going back to you, Vlog Talkers. Don't freak. No freaking allowed. Saturday night, I don't have to get up early and go to work, so. Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Hello there. Oh, yeah, share video. Let's go. Hi. Hi there.
Hi. How are you?
Well, doing fine, but boy, you need, if you can, explain that story about the rats and the mice.
I can't.
Okay. Well, tell me later. Okay.
Okay.
Because it's already...
I thought that's what you wanted to talk about.
That's
okay.
What you want a reading on?
All right. It is not.
I just want to know what's going to be happening in the next couple of months for me, like
general
wise and stuff.
It's like a 60-day checkup, what you see coming.
God, my phone is so bad. I'm getting a new one next week. I can barely hear.
Oh, that's what you were saying last night, too, that your phone was, like, being crappy.
Yeah, it turns itself down all the time, too.
How old is it?
Oh, God. I'm going to say at least 6 years.
Oh, you got your money's worth. At least you got your money's worth. Hey, I'm like you. I don't know what S I got, but I don't replace them just because everything's shiny and new. I'm not replacing my phone until it sort of has an actual problem.
Yeah, and look what happened to me.
I had a problem.
I lost everything.
It's a phone. What do you mean?
I lost every picture.
That is what
they
it
couldn't,
is.
They couldn't access it by the time I got into the
you
store.
There's things you could have done with cloud apps and stuff like that or whatever.
I don't know anything about that stuff.
You can. There's things you can do so your phone will back that crap up.
Well, are you ramping
and
up?
Your SIM, oh, they couldn't get your
are
SIM
you
card.
Ramping up into getting busy with buying a home now? Are you projecting?
I have to do rent to own.
That can be very good.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hoping to be moved by October 1st.
That's
Bill,
what she was saying.
I see papers going this way and that way.
That is so close.
Yeah, and there's serendipity around this.
Oh, there is. Lots of serendipity in this world. Indeed, there is.
He hates that word.
I hate that frickin' word. But, all right, there is serendipity. All right, back to Deb.
Someday
it makes me laugh.
Someday I'm going to have a puppy, and I'm going to name it serendipity.
No, I don't care about names, but that'll never happen. I'll just give it a nickname. You can do that. I'll just give it a nickname. I'll call it Sarah.
Yeah, there you go.
If it's a female. Or Stanley if it's a boy.
And your son is going to move with you?
Yes.
Okay. Are you expecting a lot of work or help out of him? Because I'm seeing you becoming, like, frustrated with him. He's not moving with a quickness. He's not, you know, maybe he works slowly. I don't know, but I see you getting kind of frustrated, like, let's step this up a little bit. Let's get busy here, get this done. So I just
Or is it life direction motivation?
No, I think he's got a handle on that now.
Well, I don't know. You guys have
getting there. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. I didn't know.
About his mom. And, you know, they promise all kinds of help. And then sometimes they're like, well, first of all, I got to finish this game. And then
he
I got
a new game. Thank God, he's not into games.
You are so lucky.
All right.
So I have a son, 30, living with me temporarily, hopefully.
Temporarily, like,
and I have
forever.
To pay him like $20 to vacuum the place.
No, but
yeah,
that never happened.
That.
No,
it
never
no.
happened.
You didn't give money, did you?
No, you never earned
That's
it.
That's good. That. What did you earn?
No freaking way.
I'm not even gonna.
Okay,
I'm bailing out of it.
Yeah.
Nope. I'm out. I'm out of this conversation.
But I think it's going to be beautiful and wonderful for you. Whole new, friendly circle around you. And if you might be out in the boonies, but there's going to be people somewhere around you. And I see you mixing with them. I see you developing your project for the rescue. The one thing I see here, though, is abundance as far as, boy, are they going to come.
Everybody ignore the jackwad. I'm taking care of it.
You're going to have, it's going to be like 101 Dalmatians, but they're going to be all different. Oh, you're going to love it. You really will. You know, dogs everywhere. Is that all you're taking is dogs? No kitty cats?
Nope.
Yeah.
No, I'll take any animal that needs help.
Oh, so you might end up with a aviary. Full of birds.
Yes, you might have iguanas. You might have
iguanas.
Might have brown
I
bears.
Had eight different kinds of lizards that I rescued.
Well, if somebody brings their pet tarantula that they can't keep anymore.
No. Not spiders, man. No. Can't do that.
There's something that's creepy. I don't care if they're little or if they're, you know, the bigger wolf.
I don't like spiders and snakes, so that ain't what
so otherwise,
to
yes,
love me.
This is going through for you. So you picked out a place, didn't you? You picked out a place? You've got
not yet.
Okay. Well, you're going to.
October's coming fast.
And might need a little TLC here and there, but boy, you're going to make it work. It's going to be
that's
great.
All right.
Yeah, hey, that's,
do that.
Yeah, she can do that. Yes, absolutely.
And then if you can get your stuff out of storage with your...
it's right up here, right where
right above her,
I sleep.
Yeah, she said it's above her.
They're all
do
right
they,
here.
Do they come down?
You can hear them scratching against the walls. Even my dog runs.
Well, we, long ago, when my husband was still alive, when somebody around us would get their house torn down, they would come, the health department would say, be on the lookout. House, these rats and mites, whatever, they're going to find it. And we could hear in the bathroom, like here in there on the throne, you could hear. It was like there was a little, somebody was running a saw down there. And
it's
they were,
a horror movie.
It is. And it was like, my God, are they going to, chew through the floor?
Yeah, we caught one rat, and it was the size of a 2 or 3 month old kitten.
We got bait boxes
oh, yeah.
up here, so.
Yeah. You must have seen big ones in the Navy, too.
Actually, I didn't see them. They were pretty good at being, I mean, I saw them at shipyards and on the base, but never saw them on the ship. Saw roaches. Oh, yeah. Well, here we
big
go
ones,
anyway.
Yeah.
All right, Lola.
Your
mind info oracle card is surrender. You're being asked to let go of your need to control each part of your life and surrender to the universe. Control is an illusion, and it's exhausting to try to hold on to it. Let it go and allow yourself to enjoy the relief that comes from doing so.
Absolutely.
I think we all try to micromanage ourselves a little too much. It's a big picture of what I
see.
Yeah,
I know.
Sometimes you got to let destiny and fate. You have to believe that it's there. You do what you got to do, but you can't control every second of your fate.
Don't worry about Grizzly Adams. He's still coming.
Right on. I was just going to ask you.
He's going to bring you. For some reason, I keep seeing him walking a cow up to your door.
I want a cow. I've always wanted a cow.
Okay, well.
I see him bringing a cow.
That'd be cool.
He found it, like, on the road. And, you
how
know.
How do you find a cow on the road?
Well, sometimes they get out from wherever
they're.
Sometimes
they get out, but that means
and
you're.
Sometimes they fall off of the those trucks.
Yeah, that would be
water.
One of them. But if you find one wandering that came from a farm, that's not your cow.
He doesn't want it to go to slaughter. No.
I'm just saying.
So,
well, that's different. That's a different type of animal. The slaughter ones and the milk cows are different, but whatever. All right.
Well, he's bringing you something like that, and it's going to be the start of something big. And he's going to help you with what you're going to do. See, this was
right
the
on.
Biggest hurdle for you, was getting from this, you know, where we've known you, what, like a year now at least?
Probably more, but
from
you know, time flies.
From point A.
Time flies.
Now you're heading all the way down to Z. This was the hardest jump. A to B to C, then the rest is going to be cake for you.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't wait.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Good luck. Thank you for
yes,
being
darling.
Very, very patient. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes. Take care.
Okay.
You look warm, hot. Like
it is.
Yeah. I mean,
it's in the 90s. Every day it's in the 90s and it's all smoky.
Well, that's right. They got that too. Yeah. She's got that other part that makes it worse, the smoke. Yeah, that's
all right.
Take care, honey.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All
thank
right.
you very much.
Love to you. Bye-bye. Mm.
All righty then. All right, we're going back to the phones. Michelle is here.
Michelle.
I don't remember which Michelle this is.
What is her last?
Well, it's right there in front of you there, Deb, if you'd get rid of that. Check boxes.
Oh, I believe she.
Well, tell us where you're from, Michelle.
She's from the UK.
I thought so, but I don't know because we have a Michelle that is not. I think they're spelled different, and I can't remember which is which.
And I think I've spoken with you in the past.
You think you spoke when?
Spokwin. Yeah.
Well, you know, well, those waskily wabbits are pretty bad, but Deb is pretty sure she Spokwin with you.
Well, the name is ringing a bell. And
all right, well, she'll tell us. Anyway, is it Michelle Mabel?
Michelle. I don't know if it's Michelle.
Hers is looks like it's Michelle. We have a Michelle. We could sit here and talk about this all night. Or we could go to our next caller, 520, Lisa, right?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Thank you.
Hey.
Thank you very much.
How are
you? Well, sorry. Deb, you know what happened? We went out of town yesterday, as you know, and then I've gone out of town prior to that, which when you and I get on the call together, I can talk to you more about it.
All right.
And so this morning there was a big old light on the dashboard that something was wrong with the tire. And so I got a little freaked out. So we went to the other town that's kind of close and had it checked out, had to wait in line, and they took all the tires off, and they gave us a clean bill of health. So I was just a little, you know, I get a little worried. I do so much traveling in that car, and I don't want to, you know, let it go. Or, you know, first they told me, oh, just let it go. You know, you put air in it, it looks okay. And I said, no, just go ahead and check it. So because there's too much driving.
Sometimes when the little thing comes on because there was an air pressure problem, it can take a little while for that sensor to pick it up. But you got to check on all as well.
I would too. Yeah,
I wouldn't want to play around. I would play around.
No.
And that, it came.
I know better.
It came in at the last minute. So then, you know, things were just speeding like through the speed of light, and so that's when I just texted you, and anyway, that brings us up to speed.
Well, I'm glad you made it seem so urgent that I worried about you this afternoon.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. I'm sorry, I should have...
No, it's okay.
I did call, and it wasn't, for some reason, it didn't take my message, and I apologize.
No reason to apologize. You didn't do anything wrong.
Well, probably my voicemail is full. And
okay.
I just need to get disciplined where I sit down.
No, we need to.
There's a lot of stuff on there that is just salespeople.
You're talking about the 800 thing?
No, the other thing.
One of the things.
My personal voicemail.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
You can't let that thing get full. All right, anyway, that's a whole different ball game. I don't even know. Holy crap, you let your personal voicemail get full? Oh, my God, that's got to be a lot of damn messages to do that. Well, good job, Deb. What did they say? What did freaking Merlin say to King Arthur when he broke Excalibur? He goes, You have broken what cannot be broken. It's like you broke your voicemail, which really is hard to break. Good job, Deb.
I'm sorry.
You have broken what cannot be broken, Merlin said to Arthur.
I am so sorry. It will not happen again this year.
That'll get too shit. It's your voicemail.
Oh, you're funny.
All I'm saying is, all right, back
funny.
To the...
Funny.
Well, funny, what, like funny like a clown? Like we're here to
and,
amuse you? Yeah, I'm fun. That's
no,
what we're here to amuse you.
No,
just,
no, no,
you never
no,
saw
no,
the movie.
No, no, no.
She
you
did
never
not
saw
see the movie.
Did you?
You never saw the movie. That's why I said that. I wasn't being angry.
No.
It's a scene in the movie Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Oh,
with
no, I
with Ray Liotta and Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was acting like Joe Pesci, a mafia guy.
And Ray was
oh my God, I just pissed this guy off. He might kill me because I said he was funny.
And you know, I wasn't.
Nobody was kidding.
I was. Yeah. See, I had planned it out, and that's what I did. I said, okay, so we're gonna go here. That was the plan, and then I was overridden in the way of, no, we need to go and get this tire checked. You know, I was advised, and so. That's when I sent that to you, that note that, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
That wasn't.
Well, that was,
It was taken.
And, she is just happy that it wasn't like a real.
I was glad it wasn't.
She wasn't happy that it was
Ill.
A real emergency.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry.
You don't have to be sorry.
No,
it's actually.
Oh, God.
Good
next time, I'll leave more. Yeah. I'll leave more detail next time.
Fine.
Yeah. So sorry. I know what that's like to be emergency thinking, you know, oh, my God, what's going on?
No. It's okay. It was an emergency to you, but it we're just worried that something bad happened, and it did. So it's all good. It's all good. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
And I'm going on very little sleep these days. I just need to crap
Why?
Out and bunker down and sleep. You know, it just feels like I'm constantly running, but that's everybody's life. I don't want to complain. Everybody's got a full plate, I know.
So you can't sleep good at night? Is that the issue? You're not getting
good
night's
sleep?
Oh, no, I do.
I am sleeping good at night. I had a great sleep last night, but it's just like jumping out of the bed and getting things done and going to take, it's like one thing after another. It's like boom, 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 boom. And it's not high pressure. It's just getting stuff done.
Do you snore? Do you snore?
You know what? This is a funny thing. This is so funny because, I solo sleep. And then my son, he came and stayed with me a few years back. And the house had one bathroom. So there was my bedroom, and then his bedroom was down the hall. And he would, the bathroom was in between. And so he would go to the bathroom at night, and then he told me the next morning, he says, Mom, you snore. And so when I wake up in the morning or in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, my mouth is so dry, I know that I must snore. I must.
You probably need to go get tested for sleep apnea. Here's the Darth Vader thing. They've got different approaches now. Daryl used to wear that thing, and oh, my God. But I'll tell you, he used to have apnea episodes where, honest to God, he was so bad he could not get a breath. And, of course, it would wake me up instantly. I honestly thought I was going to have to give him an emergency tracheotomy because he could not breathe.
Oh, my goodness.
Which we learned in the Army and all that, but I would have to talk him down. Daryl, relax. I know this is rough. Come on, relax, honey.
Relax. Don't do it. Let your body go through it.
And eventually he would relax, but then he had to go and get that. It's horrible when they make people wear those icky masks.
Things are changing.
They're changing.
And for some people, I just saw a commercial they're offering. Must be some kind of implant or an operation.
Yes. Yeah, and it will, like, call your phone or something.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
I want my phone to ring in the middle of the goddamn night to tell me I'm snoring. Thank you, phone. Yes, I know I'm snoring. Thank you, bitch.
Well, only if it's a sexy voice.
Well, no, that might be different. That could be good. Hey, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, you're snoring. Ooh, got a morning
Hey, baby, what are you doing? What are you doing at such and such time, baby? Let's meet up, baby. Even by phone will work for me, baby.
Thank you, Rachel.
Rachel, the land down under in Australia.
He was the nicest guy you'd ever want to meet.
Who?
Daryl.
Oh, I don't know who the fuck you're talking about.
He called Jim his baby brother.
Which wasn't that endearing. It was not that endearing to me.
They would go to the races together and go out and drink together. It was nice.
I didn't like it.
Well,
I rolled with it. It wasn't offensive. He didn't call me a third. But I was like, I hear baby. I'm a man. Oh, man, what a mighty good man.
Oh, but did you see him in the early films with Virgil called Article 99? When a bunch of veterans took over a veteran hospital.
Never saw that.
Oh, my God, it's great. The care was so bad, and it still kind of is. But they were turfing patients all over the place, in the place. And finally, guys in wheelchairs and stuff came in and on crutches, and they took over.
Never saw that.
Oh, we're going to have you see that.
Yeah, it sounds like a good movie. I just never saw it. All right. Lisa, are you?
All right, Lisa, what are we doing?
Are you looking for
this is a question for the cards. What do the cards see, Deb, as far as me and the neighbor? Because it's going hot and heavy, and he's lining up all the stuff. He's like joined at the hip We're doing a lot of stuff like the errands and movies and food dishes and recipes and fixing the car and the tires and just, you know, trips down what we're going to be doing in the future, taking another big out-of-town trip, onward and forward. So
it sounds like a family. It sounds like a family.
Well, it does. And then the other part of it is,
but you're a neighbor.
You know, and I make a lot of phone calls because I have to keep up with family members, you know, and he's in on a lot of the conversations, and they're in, some of the people, some of them, not all of them, but some of them are including him, like my sister out in California. She likes him a lot. And so
your brother doesn't like him.
No, my brother refuses. My brother will say, "Are you alone?" And then later on, he'll apologize and he'll say, "I just don't want to, you know, if you're having a good time with your friends, that's one thing." He says, "But I'd rather talk to you by yourself." So that's how that's going. And that's okay. I don't force anyone on anyone, you know, that's the dealio on that.
That is the dealio.
And
what's the dealio? Oh, well.
Cards are going down there.
The plot thickens.
The plot is thickening, folks. Yes, we have a thickening plot. We have a thickening plot.
Well, I'm gonna make a projection here. If things continue the way they are, which I'm seeing, it's looking very much like that. Okay, I made a projection like this many years ago about a guy I was dating who got a hold of me as he was going out of town. And I said, you know, he always would say to me, like, "You, Lisa, what do the cards say?" And I said, "Here's what the cards say. You're never going to get a divorce." His wife lived in another state. "You're never going to get a divorce. My own life," I said, "a man's going to walk into it." And that was Daryl. And I told him, "Projected, she's going to divorce you. Take your military retirement," which she ultimately did.
Double
I'm going to make a projection for you. My projection is, if things continue the way they are, this man's going to want to discuss the possibility of marriage with you. The only thing is, I'm not real overwhelmed by his reasons. I think that he would do it to keep other men away from you and to keep you for himself. Okay, and that could be a problem. And the other thing is, there's going to be times that down the road in the distance, we can talk about this tomorrow, that he may have a one-night stand with a guy here or there.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy, yeah. you know.
So I just want to mention that to you. That's where it stands right now. But my projection would be that, yes, he would want to literally enter the bonds of marriage with you and likely work on his sex problem. It is a problem.
Or is it?
I think it is. I think he's got he's diabetic. I don't know.
Good. Somebody give me some sugar so I can get a Woody. What the fuck are you talking about?
You know, they can put in a hydraulic pump in those.
Oh, things. Yeah, hydraulics. I need it. Could I have a hydraulic insert into my peenie? Thank you.
I just want to make sure it doesn't open the garage door at the same time that you... I'm making a ridiculous joke.
Yeah, I don't know
dork.
What the hell you're even talking about.
I'm a dork. Okay.
Well, we're all dorks here. It's Dork City, actually.
But that's what I think.
Dork City.
Right.
Did you say Dark City?
Dork City. I said, I'm all Dark City.
Dork
I'm with
City.
You. I'm a Dork
City. I love
City.
It. I fit it right in.
Well, hey, welcome. We welcome all dorks. This is the bring us your dorks, like the say about Ellis Island. Bring us your dorks, like Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island.
So, anyway, there's love there. The man loves you, but he does have a couple kinks in him that need to straighten out. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I want to be
probably,
part of Dork City. I feel stuck on Dork City.
Probably all sorts of shit that needs to get straightened out there.
Is that like a kink in the hose? Like the water hose or some other kind of hose?
I always try to avoid the kink in the hose, you know. Nothing good ever comes of that. All right, Deborah.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, go ahead.
Somebody's been acting. Let me tell you. Okay, the conversation's between the three of us, right? But somebody has been acting like a husband, and it ain't the three of us.
A husband? What's that? What's a husband?
A husband.
Did you say?
Oh.
A husband.
A husband.
And
oh,
who is that?
I thought she said hose bag.
Oh, I thought she said husband.
I remember a hose bag from, was that 80s or 90s? I was like, that person's a hose bag.
No, that was a call to my German. That was a call to my German roots in my dreams. I love German bread. I love sourdough with rye. Isn't it German? I don't
sourdough
know.
Sourdough is good.
Is that all they make?
Sourdough and rye. I mean, that's, but yeah.
Pumpernickel?
That is, sourdough, yeah, pumpernickel's another
pumpernickel,
one.
Pumpernickel,
yeah.
Yeah,
you get
a
you
little
get
close.
Reubens. Nobody does them on pumpernickel anymore.
Oh, I want one right now.
But they're good. Reubens are great.
Oh,
oh yeah.
That.
I just
nobody
yeah.
gives them on pumpernickel anymore like they used to.
So
not
he's
the
been acting.
Irish. Yeah, go ahead.
He's been acting like a husband. You know,
yeah.
He's just like
yeah.
all catering and all over, and we're shoulder to shoulder and everything. I have to go meet people. He's right there, and I like it. You know, I can lean on him for advice because he is. He has his background, which is expert in certain areas, and it's just, it feels, I don't know, sorry, it feels good.
Well, it's going very, very well here from what I see. And these little, yeah, the cards I see that show a deviation down the road where he might have a one-night stand, that, remember, these cards are not cast in stone. All of this is very fluid. It depends on potential. And by knowing these things, you'd be able to prevent that or be aware.
Well, I'm sorry. You know, I will apologize in advance that I have a hair trigger temper when it comes to straying. You know, and he and I talk about this. We talk about it a lot. You know,
right.
being faithful and fidelity, and so we'll see what we see. If
that
can't happen,
mean,
then
yeah, it doesn't mean it's going to happen. But I'll tell you what, that guy from New York, what the heck was his name again? The one that came down, the one that grabbed your ass.
I don't think she gave us a name.
Oh,
just his buddy from New York.
Okay,
high school, whatever buddy from New York.
He would even lie that the neighbor has been unfaithful. Just to break the two of you up. So you're going to have
really?
To really build a sense of trust here. I often use an example. We're all at a party, okay? And let's say I'm not a very good friend to you, Lisa. And I come up to you and I say, you know what? Your boyfriend is all over me and I'm tired of it. Every time I'm in a corner or somewhere, he's putting a lip lock on me and all of that, and I'd like you to get him to stop. He tells you, I have not gone near that woman. I don't touch her. I don't kiss her. Who are you going to believe? All right, that's
the
for
husband. The
would
husband.
You?
I have to believe that. Well, unless there's been unfaithfulness, you know, I mean, you have to, your friend or your partner has to be one that you trust. And if you don't have trust, then there's no point in being together.
Well, I hope you live that in theory. I mean, in practice.
Remember those
not
words that you...
In theory.
Remember those words that you...
remember
those words you just said.
Yeah, because a girlfriend can be a real snake like that.
Just remember those words.
And even if he had kissed her and stuff, he's not going to admit to it, is he? Is he going to say, oh, yeah, boy, I couldn't keep my hands off her. Every time you turn your back, I'm in her pants. See?
Are you kidding me? I wouldn't live with that kind of shit. That's Wendy Williams shit. I don't take Wendy Williams' life on.
Oh, God, that poor woman. It's amazing that she's still not in the booby hatch.
Oh, no.
I know. That poor thing is, yeah, her husband got not only cheated on her, that lady. Remember, you always thought Wendy Williams was a man?
No, you said that.
Oh, Jerry.
Jesus Christ. I think she has the biggest boobs I've seen in a talk show. I never said that. I said that chick has got giant boobs. I said that was a goddamn man.
Well, we'll bypass that. But
I
anyway,
can bypass shit. I never said
her
that.
Her husband was having an affair while she's bestowing on him all this money she's making.
He had a baby with someone else.
He had a baby. And I think they're together today, him and the baby and the mother, the baby mama.
Well, the mother... No, the mother took off. I'm up on this, Deb. I have
okay.
my finger on the pulse.
Okay.
I'm doing my investigative journalism on this. The mother took off. He's broke as broke, and he's trying to get back with Wendy Williams, not because he wants to manage what's left of her money. Oh, no, 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 no. He's come to his senses, and he wants Wendy Williams back. He loves her, which is, I can sell you the London Bridge.
You know, she's a nut job now, so who knows what she's going to accept. Poor thing. You know, and she used to speak ill of celebrities. She's like that Kathy Griffin, no relation to Catherine Griffin, but that woman would be out there just like slaying all these celebrities on the D list and blah, blah, blah. Then what happened? She ended up with cancer. And Wendy Williams, look at her. I hope she stays away from that guy. And she gets
Deb,
to
I don't think I really understood. Do you see potential for cheating going on? Is that what the cards are suggesting?
It's meaning to me, what I'm seeing here, four diamonds between two men. This is saying to me that it's a betrayal, and I believe it's a betrayal of words. I think that guy in New York wants your neighbor for himself. But he had to test the waters by grabbing your ass in that bar to see what would happen.
He's heterosexual.
Well, he might be a little
more maybe he wants
swinging,
him. Maybe he could just want him as a close friend and not to have her in the way.
Yeah, it could be.
You got to hang on a second. Sometimes this is a guy wants a buddy's girlfriend to go away doesn't mean he's a meat whistleblower. It just means he's like, you know what? This bitch is in the way. We used to be close, tight. We used to be boys. She's in the way. He's turning into some kind of freaking freakaloid husband type person. I want this bitch out of here. So we can go back to being boys, high school boys, partying.
Well, you know, they do hang out in herds.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean that they want to go freaking butt
very
pirates.
True. That's very true. But I think he would portray it to you that your neighbor is cheating on you.
Oh,
and then
God.
You have then, yeah. But you know what? This is everyday life. None of us live in a vacuum.
That's awful.
Yeah. But it's a
I would
risk.
Hope.
We all take a risk when we love somebody.
God, I hope. But I hope that people would be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, the world's full of those fuckers, those honest people. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy. We got a lot of them out there. People suck.
And look what happened in not the crane accident.
We're not talking the boot whistle.
Right, exactly. We're not talking like mouth on organ suck.
No.
People suck.
Yeah, they do. And what happened this week in New York City?
New York
Somebody
City.
Promised to give away all these PlayStations. Arrived
oh, yeah.
And I think they were going to do that, but it attracted 4 trillion people. And people were, that was like Thursday or Friday that happened, yeah.
Did you see that photo? It was horrible of that young man that looked so athletic, and he had jumped up into the air, and he kicked, perfect kick, into a police squad car window, and another kid is standing on top of the police car. Squad car, and I thought, why are these guys so proud? They have these big smiles, and they're athletic, and they're doing such damage. I mean, it's just incredible. It's so disconnected.
I think it's that mob mentality that takes over. Mob. Like after a sporting event. Why do they have to go and set cars on fire?
You know what? That's because we have too many human rights in this goddamn country. If those cops popped out and started shooting motherfuckers, they'd be all done doing that shit.
Yeah.
If I went up, shoot a couple of those sons of bitches, I bet that crime stops quick. But no, we can't do that.
Yeah, the police don't have that much authority anymore.
Oh, everybody's a big puss nowadays. Everybody can do what they want. The cops can't be mean to me. You know what? Cops, when there was no freaking phones and social media,
yeah.
People, you fuck with a cop, you're going to have an accident. You're going to slip and fall, bitch. Yeah, you're going to slip and fall. There's no respect anymore for any authority whatsoever.
Well, Lisa, I think that you've got a great
off
path.
The soapbox.
You're on a good path. At least the fighting, the topsy-turviness seems to have come to a stall.
I know.
Yeah. So, I think if you two stay together, and the reasons are for the right reasons from him, that you could work on his sexual problem together. And maybe that's what he's ready to do.
That will be my big project, I promise.
It would. And here's the thing.
And then after that, you can solve global warming.
All together now, 1, 2, 3. This is how you look at the visual aid. Are we ready to act it out?
Hey, if you got to start from the beginning, you got to crawl before you walk, before you run.
And I think all along.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize to the neighbor. I didn't mean to say meat whistle. Excuse me. Let me use a proper term.
That's right. It is not a meat whistle. It is a penis.
Rachel is saying, do global warming first, please.
Yeah, good luck on that shit.
I think she needs to have a couple of orgasms first.
You know.
Rachel, sorry. She's got
to. Just remember, folks, about global warming. It was back in the Jurassic Age? The whole planet was cooking a lot hotter than that, and there wasn't any of us humans to blame. So do what you got to do with that shit. Blame all the humans for this global warming. Keep on doing that.
Well, I've seen Lisa from the very beginning that he fears he's going to be a bad performer in bed with you. And he does not want to face that kind of shame. So that's what keeps him stalled. But if you two have made a commitment for life, something like that, then you can work on it together. You know, to consummate
what's
your...
What's that movie? Who was that movie? Liam Neeson? That movie, I think we should rent that movie. Liam Neeson, he played that actor, the character that studied... I forget, but there was a lot of sex going on in that movie.
Oh, wasn't that Johnson?
Yes! Yes! We could watch that movie.
You ought to. He had a young kid. I think it was Ewan McGregor. What's his name? He's an Australian, I think.
Something like that, yeah.
Ewan.
The first name is weird pronunciation. I know who you're talking about.
Yes, and they were naked in that movie.
Well, that's important.
Ooh, la, la.
You got to have that.
Well, they were doing a lot of very scientific testing. Sexually.
Oh, yeah. Really? I love science.
I'm blinded by science.
That brought me to the love of science.
And, you know, today, listen to this. They have women that agree to be part of a scientific study. They put them in an MRI tube, and they say, okay, masturbate now. We want to watch your brain.
That's what they
want to
watch. That's what they're watching,
all right,
the brain.
That's what they say. They
want to
see their brain.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't worry
about
between your legs, too, at the same time.
I've just had several MRIs. I can't even imagine doing something like that. You're in an MRI position.
Yeah. Obviously, it's got to be different because you can't even move in those damn things. Yeah,
no,
I gotcha.
What if he wants you, Lisa, to peg him?
Oh boy,
we're trying to learn the term.
Tagging, where you strap on some equipment and you ride him like a cowboy.
Well, let me just tell you this: have I taken my cactus shower curtain down? No.
Oh, yeah. She wasn't with us last night after I saw a shirt that had prickly pears all over it at the store. Prickly pears.
I thought hers were like little prickly cactuses, I thought.
I thought they were pears. Aren't they prickly pears?
Or are they prickly cactuses?
Prickly, let me think about the term. I've got to use it correctly. It's prickly cactus. You're right. No, prickly pear. Is it prickly pear cactus? Yeah, prickly pear.
Oh, we're
cactus.
Both right.
You're right.
I didn't know there was a pear cactus.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not up on my cacti, so I don't know a lot about them.
You know
and
what, Deb?
Go ahead.
What? Deb, when you what? Know what they say about dance like no one's looking and sing like no one can hear you? Well, when to answer your question, Deb, if there's some one person that I care about and we're just the two of us, I would dance like no one. Well, he could be looking.
I get it.
In answer to your question, you know, I don't know. We'll see. If I haven't tried a certain chocolate, I might be up there.
If I loved somebody enough and they said, oh, I really want you to do it, I would get the equipment, I would wear it, and I would do them. And I might really enjoy it.
And what if you don't, though? What if it makes you vomit right on his back?
Well, first of all,
what if you puke right on him?
Don't you read men's magazines? They say clean yourself first.
What does it matter? I'm just saying, what if the act made you actually power vomit on the person?
Hey,
you think you might like it, but it could be the other end of the spectrum. The other end of the spectrum, it could be so repulsive you could puke on the person.
Yes, Lisa.
You're our leader. You're a fearless leader, and you give us room for thought. You know, you're the modern day Dr. Ruth. You give us room for thought. We expand. You expand our horizons, the uncharted frontiers, like Star Trek.
I guess it's a 5-year mission to boldly go and Harry Butt's bunghole or no man go whatever. I don't know.
But you should at least be decent enough for a reach around. You know, you can't just peg a guy and. She does this. She takes me by the hand.
It's all her fault. It's all her fault.
You're the cherub love angel, psychic love doctor, and then Jim's sitting over here and he's like, what? What's going on here? He's a quality control guy.
He is. And
I'm trying to keep everybody to realize that this is the real world we live in. Anytime you say somebody might really like something, you gotta look at the other side of the goddamn coin. You might really hate it too if you don't know. And nobody wants to think about the negatives at all when they try something. Things can go wrong. They can.
Bogart that joint, my friend. You know, secondhand smoke, there's something. Secondhand smoke is underrated. I'm just telling you that right now. I'm here to report.
Listen to her. And she doesn't drink.
She said secondhand smoke is underrated.
Well, you mean from weed?
Yeah.
You know.
It'll just make all your clothing smell like shit is what it's going to make
it
smell like.
For me was. Gerald was given license. Go ahead, smoke weed.
Well, it wasn't an actual license. The doctor said.
Yeah, the doctor said if you can.
You gotta
get
do what
it,
you gotta do to make your life better.
And he would come over to where I was working at my desk, and he'd blow it at me. And I would be And after a while, I would start to feel high. You know, but I'm working. Yeah. So you're right. Secondhand smoke.
We got to rock it. We got to rock it.
I shall connect with you in the morning. Now it'll be when it's 9.
Are we doing?
Don't commit to it.
I'll get in touch with you.
Contact her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Set up the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be wise about this.
Be wise.
Yeah. Be wise.
I'm open in the morning. My schedule's open.
Go. Well, you got a lot of time left. Maybe some of the stores are open. You can go and shop for strap-ons. You got time left, you know.
Have him help you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. That's what husband and wives do. Let's go shop for strap-ons.
You know what they do.
What?
Back the fuck up.
What do you mean I wouldn't know what they do?
They role-play. They do all kinds of things. Like that keeps the marriage alive.
Not all marriages have to be kept alive with somebody getting their backside violated. That doesn't have to always be that.
You know, you better be a good man in life because the devil's waiting for you and he's got a big smile on his face.
I'm not worried about what I do in life. I'm good to go, Daddy-O.
Okay.
Alrighty. All right. Well, thank you so much, Marisa. We got to keep on.
I just have a question. Is it a May December romance with the devil, old Daddy-O?
See, he can put various things up your backside.
What the fuck? What does that mean? I don't even know what that question just meant.
Can he show us a few games that we don't know, Mr. Devil?
Yeah.
I kind of not really.
Don't you remember when Charlie on 2.5 Men came back as, what's her name, Kathy Bates, smoking a great big...
She doesn't watch that show.
Oh, well, anyway... out there that does. Charlie came back, Charlie Sheen, as Kathy Bates, and he said to Alan, boy, you know, you sure don't want to come down here to hell. And he said, why? And Charlie said something to the effect of, well, for one thing, they don't have any lubricant here. And secondly, yeah, that pitchfork, it's got uses.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Alrighty. Well, there's nothing but quality coming out of this show. But still, pure quality, folks. Nothing but quality coming here on this show.
Culture and quality.
All right, folks, we got to rock.
That's the category of this show.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? We have a whole different conversation going on Facebook. We do. Virgil is wearing flowery dresses. I don't know. Maybe he looks good that way. I'm not sure.
This happened.
Yeah, honey, we got to go.
2 minutes.
We got only 2 minutes left.
All right, we got to rock. We got to roll. Walk and roll.
Walk and roll.
All right. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Honey, I'll talk to you in the morning.
She's going to talk to you tomorrow. And
yeah.
The rest of you folks, we have to bring finality to this episode.
Yes. Good night, honey. Take care. Have a wonderful evening. And Suzanne, I don't know, you're a day late and a buck short. We are ending.
Good night, sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you. There's a wish and a prayer that every dream comes true.
Oh.
And now till we meet again. Adios, au revoir, I'll be there soon.